So without further ado, let me bring up Doug Armstrong. He's the president of hockey operations for the St. Louis Blues and the Blues general manager.
Thank you very much. I'd like to thank everyone for coming today. Obviously, we're here to congratulate Marty on a fabulous career and wish you nothing but the best moving forward. Marty's agreed to join our organization as a senior advisor to the general manager. He's going to travel with our team on a daily basis. He's going to interact with our players and our coaches. Our goals are very simple here in St. Louis with this team. It's to prepare and be competitive to win a Stanley Cup and ultimately win a Stanley Cup. When I look up here and you see the number of Stanley Cups on this stage, all these people we can tap into as we learn and we move forward. So we're very excited to have Marty join our organization in a different capacity. With that, I'm going to turn it over to Marty for some brief comments.
Welcome, everyone. Thank you so much for being here. Also, I want to take the opportunity to thank everybody that sent me messages in the last 48 hours. A lot of people didn't respond back to you guys, but there was a reason for it. But all my friends, all the ex-teammates and present teammates, I really appreciate the kind words. This is a great day for me. I'm excited to start a new chapter in my hockey career. This is something I've been thinking about for a long time, and this is a great opportunity that the St. Louis Blues organization, you know, Todd Stillman and Doug Armstrong, that are giving me and trusting me into doing. In the same token, this is going to be something that is going to be as close as a hockey player. I'll be able to be involved with the hockey operation and then being close with the guys and the coaches and the managers. So this is going to be a great challenge for me. Knowing you want to hear about my career a little bit. It was a good decision for me to make. It's been something that, throughout the year, July 1st came and didn't get really many opportunities. I was a little selective on the teams that I wanted to play for. And, time went by and I was really thinking about retirement. Came November. I wanted to play, but I knew the opportunity would have been a little harder. And finally, I got a phone call. One of the teams that were on top of my list was the St. Louis Blues. And again, I jumped in right away, had a blast. For the month and a half I was here, was treated with as much respect as anybody else. And they really took me in and their family. And for me, that meant a lot. And when the goalie's situation got healthy, and I think everybody has to understand that there was no promises from the organization towards me. They have two solid goaltender, and so for me to come in and help them out was a great opportunity for me to get back in the game and see if I still like it and still can play the game. And both questions were answered. I know I can play, and I know I still can't have fun with this game. And and for me, just the fact that they got healthy was harder for me to stay around. I'm a competitive guy. It was hard to stay on the sideline, and that's why I decided to take my and take my retirement. So anyway, thank you for being here. I'd love to answer some questions if anybody had questions. I'm sure there's a couple of New Jersey questions will be out there.
We have two people with microphones, so raise your hand and we'll get you microphones if you have questions, please.
Marty, when you took the leave of absence, and obviously you had already been contemplating retirement before then, what made your mind up that now is the time to retire?
Well, just because of the goalie situation that, we had conversation, I think with Army and I, we had a lot of discussion about, what was going to happen in the future, and they were going to go with the two goalies, and they wanted me to be around, and they welcomed me to stay around. And, at one point I just felt in the way a little bit. Like I was making fun of these, I was just making fun to me, actually. I was saying it was almost dangerous for me in practice. I'd not run over by the line rushes. I was just in the way as a third goalie. So, and again, that's what kind of made me say, well, let's take a step back. Let's move away from the game a little bit. And, they were kindly, they gave me that space. And, I talked to my family with my wife and, my mom and all the people around me. And, we came to that conclusion. This is a great opportunity to have to start something new, and I'm really excited.
Marty, you said when you got here that you weren't ready to quit because you wanted closure. You wanted to find closure for your career. Do you feel like you found that here in St. Louis?
You know what? The thing about hockey for me, it's, you know, I'm really competitive, but I love to have fun. And I'm leaving the game with a big smile on my face. You know, and I don't think if I would have done that last year, it would have been the case.
Martin, pour les amateurs, évidemment, au Québec, ce que tu pourrais nous dire un peu tes états d'âme en français sur cette journée aujourd'hui. Quand on a une carrière comme la tienne, on se retire. T'sais. Je disais à des collègues, c'est le Wayne Gretzky des gardiens de but qui se retire aujourd'hui. Est-ce que tu peux nous parler un peu de tes états d'âme face à tout ce que tu vis présentement?
Ah, ben, c'est une belle journée. Je pense que pour moi, je me fais ma carrière comme joueur de hockey, mais en même temps... immédiatement, je continue dans un autre allée, encore dans le hockey, dans quelque chose que j'adore. Fait que pour moi, c'est pas quelque chose que je me sens triste, rien. J'ai joué longtemps, plus longtemps que même peut-être le monde aurait aimé que j'aurais joué. Mais j'ai adoré la ride que j'ai eue dans la Ligue nationale, puis dans mon hockey junior, puis partout. Puis c'est terminé, c'est plate un petit peu, mais je tourne la page à quelque chose d'autre que je suis vraiment excité à commencer. You guys get that?
Marty, over here, two-parter. First of all, what do you hope to achieve in your position as far as moving your hockey career, post-hockey career forward in the Blues organization? And second to that, do you have a sense of what time frame you wish to commit, knowing that your former GM in New Jersey has already made it clear that there's a place for you whenever you choose to, should you choose to go?
Yeah. Well, you know, for me, it's all about learning. You know, I think I've been on the player side for so long, and I know that side pretty well. But, you know, the management part is something that I'm going to learn, and I'm excited to have, you know, solid people around this organization that have been around, you know, management part for a long time. And you know, I've been Ken Hitchcock as a coach that I know real well. So I think the line of communication with the people is going to be great, and I think it's for me, it's a valuable thing to do in my first year outside of hockey to really try to flourish and see if I'm going to like this. And the second part, you know, I'm committed to stay here through the end of the season, hopefully as long as we can, that's for sure. And there's no commitment one way or the other that I'll go back to New Jersey or stay in St. Louis. I just want to make sure I enjoy what I'm going to do, and I'll make a decision when it's time.
Salut Martin. Justement, tu viens d'en parler un peu, donc tu vas terminer la saison avec les Blues, on verra par la suite, mais dans ton après-carrière, est-ce que tu as déjà une bonne idée de qu'est-ce que tu aimerais faire avec une équipe quelconque?
Ben pour moi, écoute, je pense que c'est l'opportunité que j'ai aujourd'hui, c'est vraiment de toucher à tout. Je vais toucher un peu aux entraîneurs, je vais toucher un petit peu à comment que les gérants généraux travaillent, les head scouts, le monde du dépistage. Fait que, tu sais, je vais être capable de toucher à beaucoup de choses que j'aurais peut-être pas touché si j'aurais été ailleurs. Fait que pour moi, ça a mis beaucoup de penchant pour la raison que je suis resté ici.
Can I go with just a last one? Est-ce que les derniers jours, comment ils ont été pour toi? Parce que, évidemment, tu avais quitté le New Jersey l'an dernier. Maintenant, tu as décidé de prendre ta retraite comme gardien de but dans la Ligue nationale après tant d'années. Comment ça s'est passé?
Écoute, ça a été, ça n'a pas été facile, mais c'est sûr que quand tu es en Floride, tu y penses un peu moins. Mais c'est vraiment quelque chose que je suis prêt, que personnellement, je suis content de passer à quelque chose d'autre. J'ai eu une très belle expérience ici, puis j'ai aucun regret dans n'importe quoi qui m'est arrivé durant ma carrière.
Marty, what do you see your role being as the senior advisor? How do you envision yourself working with the team?
Well, so for me, you know, I think it's, you know, I want to make sure I help the team. You know, I think what I did when I came in about a month and a half ago is I wanted to be a leader on the team. And it's hard to do when you're a brand new guy. And I think all the players were really open about, not just the players, even the coaches, about my input. So, you know, I felt right away that it was valued in the locker room. And I don't think it'll be no different as a job. For sure, I'm not dressing. I ain't taking shots in the head anymore. That's the positive of it. But, you know, I'm here to help. I'm here to learn. And I'm excited about it.
Marty, even a week and a half ago, there was a sentiment within the organization that if you decided not to play, you might go back to New Jersey because of your ties. Why St. Louis? I think everyone would have understood if you went back to New Jersey. Why do you want to stay here?
Well, I think for me, it's a decision that I came here. Again, like I didn't know what to expect when I came here. And again, I see this organization going a long way. They're an exciting team to watch. They're extremely talented. And, you know, I was happy to be part of it. And so whenever they gave me that opportunity, you know, I had conversation with Lou. And for anybody that think that me and Lou are not on the same page, you know, everybody's wrong. Because, you know, we've stayed in contact before I signed to St. Louis, during when I was playing, and while I was hanging out in Florida. You know, so that conversation, and he agreed with me that this was probably the best opportunity. It's something that he was not able to give me at this time. And you know, I'm really excited to be here and doing that, and we'll see where that brings to that.
Just out of curiosity, during that leave of absence, was there any contemplating going to a different team and trying to further your career as a player?
You know, actually, we, you know, I've played 21 years in one organization and a month and a half somewhere else, and I didn't want to start moving around. So it's something that I didn't really look at interests outside of what the St. Louis Blues offered me. And so for me, it was not really a question to go somewhere else. You know, like I said, I'm leaving the game really, really happy. I had a blast here in St. Louis. And I didn't want that experience to be overshadowed because I made a different move. And, you know, being in the same situation somewhere else didn't really attract me that much.
Marty, a lot of people looked at that number 700, and I'm sure you did too. Just your thoughts on coming up just a bit short, but still an illustrious career.
Yeah, 690, it's not too bad. you know, I think it would have been nice. It would have been nice to be at 700, but again, you know, it is what it is. You know, I wish I could have played more games. It's all these lockouts. I got killed on it. All right, thank you, guys.